In their regular or direct motion, the naked eye planets appear to move eastward against the background of stars. But before 10 days have passed April, 4 of the 5 naked eye planets will be moving backward or retrograde. This makes them appear westward against the background of stars. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So the 5 naked eye planets are Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, and they're all visible right now. Now, these are the ones we can see without the use of a telescope or binoculars, and the furthest one away from us is Saturn. Now, because he's furthest away, all ancient traditions regarded Saturn as the one that defined the boundaries of knowable space and time, and he was often referred to as the father of time and all creation. Saturn is visible in the morning sky right now and begins its retrograde on Thursday, April 6th. The ringed planet will stay retrograde for the next 5 months. So what's its story while it's going retrograde? If we imagine that Saturn is Father Time, and he seems to be moving backward, it's not that time is being reversed, but that the next 5 months offer a unique opportunity for a slow and thorough review of what has been. So we could measure Saturn's retrograde motion along the ecliptic, and we could find that by the time Saturn turns direct again in late August, it will have apparently moved all the way back to the position occupied on New Year's Day 2017. So in this light, you could say that Saturn is drawing our attention to a review of events that have happened between then and now. Now, Saturn begins this retrograde trek moving from east to west on Thursday. But before he goes, it's as though he's gathering all the starlight from his current position, which is right at the heart of the Milky Way galaxy. So you can imagine that Saturn is gathering this light to send our way for insight as we review our daily affairs. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.